Hey everyone, it's Karen Lola here, and today I am with my good friend Sarah, who has just completed a 3-day juice cleanse, but didn't plan on doing it. So the backstory is that I was trialing a cleanse to review it, and my first shipment actually got held up at the delivery depot, and so a new one got sent to me, and then I had two show up on the same day. So I called Sarah and said, how do you feel about doing a 3-day juice cleanse completely free of charge? And she said yes. So after her experience, we just thought, based on the conversations that we've had during this time, it would be great to share with you, the listener, how it is for someone to do a 3-day juice cleanse who's never done one before. And so on that note, we're going to start talking to Sarah now and get into the backstory and then her experience on this 3-day cleanse and where she's at now, which is 2.5 days out the other side. So first of all, welcome, Sarah. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Hi.
Good to see you. And so the first question I have for you is that I know, obviously, because we're friends, that a few months ago you did consider doing a juice cleanse, but you don't have a juicer. And you got kind of busy as well and didn't end up getting a juicer. So did you think about juicing again after that conversation between then and now?
To be honest, the last few months have been crazy, crazy busy. And I've always wanted to do it, but never, I guess, just not known what to do next. I would always consider it and I would just read everything and think, I really want to do it. But then not having the equipment, then I just lose track. So would love, wanted to,
yeah,
but didn't.
Right. So not having a juicer was really the main issue.
Main thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Not having a good juicer as well.
Like, right.
Which juicer to have.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair point. Absolutely. So then I gave you the call, which was, mm-hmm. I think, was it Thursday last week?
I can't remember. It was either Wednesday or Thursday. I was trying to remember. I can't remember.
Yeah. It could have been Wednesday. Yeah. In any case, I gave you the call, which was completely out of the blue because you didn't even know that I was doing this. So just tell us about your first thoughts, reaction, et cetera.
Okay, so I'd missed your first call. Never have a call from you. We communicate a lot. We message. Or voice notes. So I rang you back and then you told me about this juice cleanse and told me what had happened and would I like it. Well, my little backstory for the few days before, it had been my birthday, my daughter's 21st. We'd had a massive party. I don't even drink loads of alcohol, so it wasn't that, but I had eaten absolute rubbish. I'd woken up that morning feeling so sluggish. I'd opened my fridge, seen a fridge full of horrible products, dairy, loads and loads of dairy products. The cupboards were full of bread because I'd had so many people staying at my house, 21-year-olds. And I'd just literally 2 minutes before you called, looked in my fridge and wished I could pull everything out and do a cleanse. And then you phoned me. So I was like, you know what, I'm not even going to think this over. That's my problem as well. I probably overthink things. So I just said, wow, thanks. Got in the car and came over. So I didn't even give my brain time to think this, which was good. Yeah, so that's how it was. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And it was a really hot day as well, wasn't it? It was a really hot day. And I literally picked them up, put them in the boot of the car, got them back, put them in my garage fridge, which, went no lies to anyone here, was half full of alcohol. I even sent you the photo to prove it. So the bottom of the fridge was goodness and the top was we won't even talk about. And I went and sat straight outside in the garden and I hadn't even had breakfast or anything at that point. I'd had a black coffee. And I just sat and swigged my first juice, and it was really delicious. So,
yeah. You sent me a photo.
Yeah, yeah. It is, didn't I?
I was like, thank God she likes it.
I loved it. It was like straight away, and it sounds, I'm sure I've messaged this to you as well, straight away it was almost, it sounds like you've told me to say this, and I promise everyone she didn't. It felt like everything was like waking up in me from like that first one. It was one of the ginger based ones, I think, as well, not one of the little shots, one of the medium sized ones. And it was just, it just felt so good and fresh. It was delish, actually.
Yeah. Brilliant. Okay.
That was the first one.
Yeah. So I remember, because we communicated throughout the cleanse, that the first part of day one was really easy and straightforward for you. But then in the evening, you wrote, I hit a wall. And that's when everyone was cooking and making food, etc. So just tell us a bit about that.
So I didn't really know, again, because it was like almost like just the phone call and it happened. So I hadn't done any, I'm the type of person who likes to look into everything, work out why, how often I have it, everything. So I didn't know these things, did I? So it was, I was like, gosh, now what do I do? I could smell all these cooking smells of not brilliant food, but I was hungry. And then you'd said like how many have you had? And I hadn't probably had enough juices at that point. So I then had one of the other, I think it was a beetroot one. And that first evening was probably more of a hurdle and just getting my mindset into it and not giving up either. So yeah, that was quite, it would have been really easy during the day. And then in the evening when everyone was back in the house, the normality, and then explaining to them as well, because also in fairness to them, this was thrown on them that I was doing it.
That's true.
Yeah, that is true. So, yeah. And they just laughed at me. I won't lie. They were like, oh, what are you doing? They laughed at me. But, yeah, I didn't have any sausage casserole that night. I had another juice, and I think I went to bed early. I think I did that. I went to bed really early. I went and had a bath and a little bit of TLC time and just went. I just went to bed really early that night. That's how I did it.
Yeah. And actually, looking at a text that you sent me the following day, you said you'd fallen asleep with a headache that night. That was the end of day one. So, I mean, I think it's worth just taking a moment to think, okay, this is the end of the very first day you've ever done juices, and you dealt with the onslaught of the food smells and the family ridicule and then a headache.
I kept going because I had felt so sluggish. I really, really had been feeling so sluggish for quite a few weeks. And again, because it's something I've always thought about doing and never done it, I was like, I've actually got this in my fridge. I'd be a fool not to give this like a full go. So that is one of the main reasons. I was like, I've actually got it here. It's here for me. And let's just do this and see what happens, because I've got nothing to lose, you know? Yeah. So that is what kept me going. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm really glad you said that, because I think a lot of people do give up on day one because they just think, oh, my gosh, it's just going to get worse. But it didn't. So let's jump into a more positive day. Day two.
I woke up mega early. I'm not a morning person, and I woke up so refreshed. I couldn't quite believe that I'd woken up with no headache either. And my normal morning routine is up and a black coffee or a coffee with a bit of oat milk, and I was thinking that would be hard, but it actually wasn't. I actually had I just boiled the kettle as normal, but poured just hot water. And then I went into the fridge and got one of the green juices out to begin the day and just had that. And it was really refreshing again. It was strange. It was like, wow, that wasn't as hard as I thought. And I'm feeling so awake. I couldn't get over how awake I felt and ready to get on with my day already. And it was like ridiculously early for me, like, I think I initially woke up at 5, came and had a glass of like the hot water, but then went back to bed thinking I shouldn't even be up, but then was so awake I just got up.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really different.
And that's great as well. Yeah. Brilliant. Okay. But then do you remember what happens in the afternoon of day two? Because I've got
Remind me of my notes to you.
quote, super tearful, unquote.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I went really emotional. Really emotional, ridiculously emotional, to the point when my husband came home that evening, he asked me if it was my hormones. Mm. And I was like, no, it isn't my hormones. I don't know what it is. I didn't even put two and two together. My daughter was like, she's hangry. And I was like, I'm not even hungry, actually. And it literally was like I had this massive emotional out. Everything just, I just had a cry. And yeah, so actually it was the juice. It was that, wasn't it? I guess it was the cleanse, was it?
Yeah, well, it absolutely can be. It's, you know, it's different for everyone. But if someone doesn't kind of clean house with their emotions on a regular basis, then the cleanse will bring up stuff that, you know, before was pushed down with food.
Yeah.
So I always share this with people. It's like, yeah, it is a physical cleanse, but we hold things in our body that are emotional as well. Like, we literally hold emotions in our body. And when those emotions are no longer pushed down, then they will inevitably come up. And so because you'd reached a kind of tipping point, you know, there was enough energy, if you like, your body was always already in a good place. And so there was excess energy to release these emotions, because the emotions drain our energy. So it was actually going to help you to let go of them.
Yeah. And definitely it did help. Definitely. It was not nice. It was a few hours as well. That was quite a few hours of feeling really, really tearful, really sad. So,
yeah. Well, and the other thing that's worth mentioning as well is when I handed the cleanse to you, we didn't talk anything about weight loss and weighing yourself or anything like that, but it came up in conversation on day two. Mm. And so you weighed yourself for the first time. Was it at the start of day two?
It would have been in the morning. Definitely would have been in the morning. So it would have been literally, I would have had the first juice and I would have gone up for a shower and it would have been then. And I was like, oh, this is a bonus. Like minus £2 on the scales that morning, which was like, wow. And I didn't feel hungry. That was the thing. I felt really good. So that was almost like a boost as well, really positive boost. So,
Brilliant. Okay, so day three, must have been Friday then.
Friday. And that was a nice day as well, because the birthday present had been a meditation workshop from some other friends. So that was interesting, because a couple of the things the teacher was saying during it, I was like, wow, that's actually me at the moment, like cells that your body and your DNA and everything. And I was thinking, actually, I'm feeling really alert and really alive to all of these things. She was saying, where the other women in the group had brought, like, they'd brought coffee and cake and things like that with them. And I'd brought my little juice. And I felt so awake, is what I would say, actually, and so in tune with so much. That day, it was a really good day. Yeah, really good.
Well, juicing and meditation are a really potent combination. And years ago, there was a couple actually who both taught meditation near where I used to live, and they went on to a raw food diet and a lot of juices in there and all the rest of it. And they said they couldn't believe how much of a difference eating clean made to their meditation, and they thought they couldn't get any deeper. They'd been teaching it for years, but just the power of diet on our ability to connect with ourselves and to feel, as you say, alert, awake, aware, etc. is amazing.
That's what the teacher had said to me, because I've never done meditation properly before, and she she asked me questions after each one, and she said, when I told her what I was doing as well, she nodded and was like, that makes sense to me now, what you're saying adds up, because right. It felt really good. It was just, it was incredible. Yeah.
Wow. Cool. Ooh. Well, and then Friday night I came to visit.
Yeah. We have a juice in your house, and yeah. I had my juice, and we poured our juices into a nice glass, and it
yeah.
felt like a different experience again, and it was really nice.
Yeah.
So,
well,
yeah.
You looked like you were drinking red wine, but it was the beetroot juice.
Beetroot juice. Oh, I know. And that was like the end of mine as well. So it was like, oh, I was like, yeah, I wish I was still on it.
Right.
Really do.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think the final thing to say about day three, I stayed till about 10 o'clock, I think. And then we messaged later and you said, I'm still wide awake.
I was wide awake, yeah.
And I said, well, it's just as well, because your daughter wants picking up at 2 a.m. or whatever.
Yeah. Honestly, I started reading a book. I was wide awake. Yeah.
Mm.
It was really different feeling. Some really different feelings went on. And the next morning was a slight letdown that I didn't have any left. So it was like,
right.
Now what?
Mm. Mm.
Mm. Yeah.
So let's talk about that, because that would have been Saturday morning. So I think overall, now let's clarify this, because you didn't weigh yourself until day two.
Mm-hmm.
I know, well, I think you lost 5 pounds from start
yeah.
to finish.
I knew what I was 2 days before, like a couple of days before I started it. So I knew what
right.
I was.
Okay. Yeah. So you lost 5 pounds in 3 days, effectively,
yeah.
as far as you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would say it's a shame I hadn't measured myself. Obviously, I didn't know I was doing it. But one of the things I noticed, I think I messaged you this as well, I had to do an online payment, and my banking app makes me take a photo of myself, my face, when I do it. And, you know, sometimes then you see that photo of your face for a split second, and I won't lie to you, I've been thinking for months, oh my word, you look so puffy, you look so not, I just haven't been looking like me. And I took it on Saturday when I had to pay somebody, and I was like, oh, who's this girl looking quite good? And I was like, I hadn't noticed that. So I definitely, my body had lost some puffiness. My body is, yeah, it's like not just the weight thing. It's like when you look at yourself and you can see you're just a, I don't know how to describe it. I just looked fresher.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the water retention. It gets flushed out. And
right.
Because we hold water to protect the body from the toxins that we might consume. And, you know, so, yeah, you're just flushing it all out, and your face shape changes, and your skin looks more luminous and all those things. And, yeah, it is a common side effect. So Saturday morning then, apart from thinking, oh, no, I don't have any more juice, what? Tell us about your Saturday out the other side of this.
Saturday, I started clearing out everything. I ended up being in my wardrobe, clearing everywhere. Got cleared, the kitchen got cleared, the fridge got cleared, the wardrobes got cleared. I mean, the house is like, yeah, a happy house again. Everything felt like I just needed to get on top of everything. But the best thing is I had the energy to do it, and I haven't been having the energy to do it. So that is what I've noticed the most this whole weekend. I've carried on clearing and doing things that I've wanted to do for months, actually, and not had the energy, and this has given me energy.
And that was interesting when you told me that you'd done that, because it is a natural side effect to, once you've cleared out your inside, you naturally want to clear out the outside. So to just see you do that organically without any kind of prompting from me, and just me checking in on you saying, hey, what are you up to, and you're like, oh, I'm detoxing my wardrobe. And I thought, wow, she's like already at it. So,
yeah.
It
was really interesting. It was so, It was yesterday when usually I have a little slump about, say, 4 in the afternoon. And we've had a really busy few months, actually. And we've had some big things happen within our family in the last few days as well. And I'm just dealing with it. And I would not usually be able to do that, which is really interesting as well. And it's made me rethink. It's almost reset me, and it's made me rethink so many. I'm not eating things that, say, for instance, there's a tiramisu sat in my fridge, my favourite dessert, that they brought back on Saturday night. I haven't even touched it. And even my daughter said to me last night, "Wow, Mum, I don't think I've ever seen you so self-controlled." And I'm like, I just don't want it. It doesn't appeal to me. Because I don't want that. I don't want that old feeling back in my body anymore, and my brain. Right. It's not just my body; it's my brain actually. So,
yeah,
it's a good.
That is a reset. Yeah. Goodness. Okay. So today it's Monday. It's been 2.5 days since you finished the 3-day cleanse. How would you describe where you are today?
I want to do another one. Today I'm good, still good. I've got, again, a really different Sarah today. I've got lots of things to get done this week, and I've got lists for each thing. I've already gone through half the list on most of them, actually. Very positive. I'm missing some juices, I won't lie. I would like them rather than other things to drink now. I liked that knowing what to have in the morning and at different times. I just want them back in my fridge.
I know. I've got I'm on day 6 of 7, so I know that once the end of tomorrow is going to be, you know, back to food. But I do feel like I could keep going. The feeling gets quite addictive in its own way, just because of the lightness of being and the clarity.
Yeah, but it's also really strong because it's such a strong positive feeling you feel within yourself. I do feel like I can just do what I want. I just feel like it sounds so silly to say it, but cliche almost, like I feel like I could achieve anything at the moment. So maybe it's because I actually did it and completed it as well.
There is that sense of achievement that makes people feel really good, like I did it, especially when you don't know if you can. And especially when you know that you had some obstacles with, you know, the food on the first night, the emotions on the second night, a couple of headaches, you know, things like that.
Yeah. Well, I suffer massively from migraines as well. And I was a little wary. And if I'd had time to think about it and maybe prep for it, I would have maybe cut down my coffee just in case. And obviously I went full into this straight away and like no coffee. And the friends I was with on Friday during the day could not believe that I wasn't drinking coffee. I was like, I really don't even want it. And since I've finished it as well, I've had a coffee, but I've had much, like half the amount, as in the cup, and I've had one cup a day, well, half a cup a day, basically. Yeah. And that's all. I don't miss it. I don't need it. But there was no migraine. So why was that? Because there were good things in what I was drinking anyway, I guess. Ginger probably helped, actually.
Well, it just doesn't create the terrain for it to happen. You'll get a headache because stuff's leaving the body. But a migraine is a different situation.
Yeah, it's different.
So
it was a controllable. Like, I just drank gallons of water that night that I had that bad head. And then I woke up. I went to bed thinking I was just going to wake up feeling groggy. Yeah, I didn't. It was the complete opposite. I woke up, like, ready for the day and really good. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know, I think the best thing of all of this is that it doesn't matter what your age is. It shows you that the body still has the ability to right itself when it's given the right circumstances Absolutely. To do that.
Yeah.
And how quickly it can bounce back when you're not putting stuff in that's making it have to do like a battle on a day-to-day yeah. basis just to stay healthy or alive. So
absolutely. Absolutely. Cool. I mean, that's one of the things as well, because my parents, I mean, I'm 52, and I look at my mum, for instance, in her 70s, has a real problem with balance at the moment and different things, because she doesn't really watch what she puts in. She does have times where she cuts out sugar and everything, but she was asking me questions, and because she's been away, so she didn't know I was doing it, and she's intrigued by it now. And I was thinking, that is another thing. Like, I'm thinking, I'm 52, when I become in my 70s, I need my body to be like the best version of me, you know. And definitely, I think I've just found it, really, what I need to do.
Every 3 months, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, yeah. it's like a spring clean every 3 months, just to keep everything, like, clean and ticking over and resetting, as you say, and, yeah.
But then my in-between that as well, I just now in my in-between where I haven't really always been very good, now it's made me completely rethink what's going in my body, completely rethink.
Yeah. Great. Wow. Well, what a journey. And a lot can happen in 3 days. So, I mean, just now thinking about the fact that a few days ago you'd never done a juice cleanse in your life. Now you're out the other side of a 3-day juice cleanse, and there's going to be potentially people listening, both men and women, who have listened specifically because they wanted to hear from someone who hasn't done a juice cleanse before to see if it's worth them giving it a shot. So what would your thoughts, advice, etc. be to someone in that position?
Really do it. Give it a try, because you've got nothing to lose. I had nothing to lose. And I gained so much in such a short amount of time. I didn't miss anything, because whatever it was I was drinking was so good. Don't get me wrong, there were one or two which I was like, ooh. But then there was the others that outdid that, and the feeling is so good. It's so good. So, yeah.
Yeah, and the oof was that they were very hot, right? They were like charged up with turmeric, ginger, chili, pepper. Like, they were,
blew your head.
All of them. Yeah.
But it was, the others were so nice, so refreshing, filled you up. And I just felt it's the benefit of how your body feels and how you feel afterwards. I never would have believed it. I wish I'd done them before now, and 100% I'm doing them in the future. And it's probably the best investment. I was really lucky and so thankful that I got to do this, but from now on I definitely will be investing in doing them. So
thank you. Brilliant. Well, it's just amazing what can happen in 3 days. A lot of times people think, oh my gosh, it's going to take me months to feel good. But you started feeling good from day two.
It's like a kickstart. It's like a kickstart for the rest of things as well, which is really good. So it's kickstarted me to, well, it's reset me, truthfully. It's reset my brain. So, for positive.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Very cool. Well, I do appreciate you sharing your story, because, you know, when I handed over the juice to you, that was never the agreement. But just enjoy these. But it's turned into so much more.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate your time and you revisiting the whole thing, because I know a lot of people will be so glad that you've been so honest and open about your journey and think, I think I want to do this. I think I could manage 3 days. And, you know, off the back of that, just quickly, as you say, like, you could have gone longer, and sometimes people do, they decide, you know what, 3 days, it's been great, but I want more. And so
I so nearly, really nearly went and bought more, honestly. By Saturday night, I just wanted it. I'm missing them. I really miss them. So
Wow, you never thought you'd say that a week ago, did you?
No. A week ago, I was eating a pavlova that was in my fridge left over from a weekend. A week ago, I ate pavlova for breakfast. Now, no. I don't want to feel like that girl anymore. I feel like I love this feeling of just, I literally have got so much more to do now, and it's like I have the energy to do it. And I didn't have any energy last Monday. So thank you.
Perfect. Yeah. Thanks so much.
Thank you.